create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I am your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I am also your co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
So, how's the games? How's the game forge today, DJ?
The forge is hot, the kiln is ready, the anvil is ready to be struck, and I think it's going to be a good day today. How about yourself?
I think it's good. I hear the hammers ringing. We're ready for clapping and chanting and cheering and just having a real good board fest, which is obviously what the time of year is. And it's a celebratory holiday all around creating and making board games here at Patch Potch Games, our benevolent and lovely company that we work for.
Wait, is it board fest already?
Exactly. I know, right? Just started today.
My calendar misses way off or something like that, because I didn't think board fest was starting for like another like 3 months. I thought it was a fall holiday.
It's July. But, well, yeah. No, that's board harvest. You must be thinking of board harvest.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Board harvest, or we, you know, dig into pumpkins and find board games sitting inside them and, you know, take all the seeds out and play straight out of the pumpkin.
It's also a time for taking all of the various food-related board games and grabbing out all of the different pieces and just gather them all together, boil them into a stew. It's pretty god-awful, but I mean, you know, we do it. It's fun. It's celebratory.
A collection of all of the pieces that you can find, and you know, everyone brings in their own board games and stuff like that, and you know, it might be meager, it might be something just small to start with, but if everyone brings in enough stuff to share with everyone, you got yourself a really nice board game stew.
Yeah, you get all the apples from Apples to Apples, you know. Mm-hmm. you get the wheat cards out of your Catan game.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep, if you know, for, well, you know, if you got to have a vegetarian option then too, but you know, you stick all those cards in a pot and boil it down, and it's mostly just the ink runoff that you're eating at that point. But you know, it's a pretty toxic sludge, not gonna lie, but again, it's all about the celebration of the holiday.
Yeah, it's for the family, you know. The food just brings everyone together, but you're doing it for the family and friends.
Yeah. Let's check up with R&D and see what we've got cooking. So, get this. I actually headed down there, and here we go. Are you ready? Because this one is going to require a little bit of workshopping, but I think the title and the premise is a strong enough vein that there's something there. All right, ready?
Really dig into it? Yeah, go for it.
Hidden objective game. Goodness. Like werewolf or something. Title, Gorillas in Our Midst.
Gorillas in Our Midst. That's gorillas pretty good.
In Our Midst.
I think there's definitely a lot to go off of for Gorillas in Our Midst. Especially for a hidden objective game. You know, I without even knowing what the whole game is, if someone just told me I have the board game Gorilla in Our Midst, or is it gorillas, plural?
Oh, it's gorillas, because I was thinking, honestly, already, that there has to be multiple gorillas in the game. In fact, my favorite thing, no matter what the rules are, the mechanics or whatever it is, the best aspect that I could think of is that there are sometimes games where everyone's a gorilla. You don't know if someone's a gorilla or not. It's about, or at least theming-wise, it's about being gorillas, and the gorillas' objectives are just to go through daily life. Everyone would have like probably their shown identity would be like mailman, grocer, teacher, you know, whatever, just occupations. But then certain people are gorillas, and certain people are probably gorilla catchers is who they're gonna be. And again, it's a little bit of hidden identity game. Gorillas are trying to complete their objectives and get through daily life without being caught. And gorilla catchers are trying to get these dang gorillas in our midst.
Well, so, okay. All right. So, I mean, if we wanted to go off that sort of theme of it, if we're saying that the gorillas have normal people jobs, then would the gorilla catcher, would they also have another job? Like, because like that is a job, being a gorilla catcher. And or would it be like, this is a gorilla catcher, but also hidden as a mailman? Or does everyone know this is the gorilla catcher? Is there a gorilla hidden as a gorilla catcher?
No, because I think so I think the two identities that I have planned out is that you have your occupation, which is what everyone sees, and then your hidden identity is either that of gorilla or gorilla catcher. And so the gorilla catchers, I mean, who knows, maybe they're we could augment it that, oh wait, yeah, that's a good idea, that there is a gorilla trying to out other gorillas.
Yeah.
it's gorillas all the way down.
What? It's gorillas all the way up, it's gorillas all the way down. Okay, so obviously there should be, there's the two categories of, you know, the teams, I guess, quote unquote teams, if there are any, but there's the humans and there's the gorillas, mm-hmm. that you wouldn't be able to tell who is who. And then within that, you have the different occupations of like mailman or teacher. And then there's also like gorilla catcher. And everyone knows like this guy's job is to catch the gorilla, or catch gorillas, just done with it. Even if he is another gorilla, that's what he's got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we can make it so that if you've got a gorilla as a gorilla catcher, maybe they can try to catch, like, they can fake trying to catch gorillas and actually be going after humans and only catching I'm a gorilla catcher, but I'm gonna, it's like, I think that teacher's a gorilla and I'm gonna catch him. And then it's like revealed that that's a human or something like that. And then it's like, oops, I made a mistake. And then other humans are like, this isn't a very good gorilla catcher. Like, this gorilla catcher is up to no good here.
this gorilla catcher is quite hairy. I don't get what they're doing.
Yeah.
No, okay. I love that idea, because the best part about that is that it also augments the teams in that, you know, it's not just the humans every single game catching gorillas. It could very well be that the gorilla catcher is a gorilla and is mm-hmm. trying to catch humans.
And there could be like multiple gorilla catchers, you know. I think there can be.
I think that's just depending on the size of the game. Like, I'm thinking that, like, with four people, it's one gorilla catcher, like, eight and above, or eight or so, that's two gorilla catchers. So for every four people, one of them is a gorilla catcher.
Have you ever played the game, this is a video game, Throne of Lies?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it could be something like that, where, I mean, maybe people don't, I don't want people to die like they do in Throne of Lies.
And they're just out.
Yeah, or it's like the jail in this sort of area, or like being out is like going to a zoo. Like, you put them in a zoo, and then that's when, once they're in there, they're revealed if they're a gorilla or not. Because at that point, when you get them in the zoo, the gorilla catcher, the people of the society, would like take all their clothes off and be like, wait a minute, that's not just a hairy man in a trench coat. That's a gorilla. Or it's like, you know, same thing if it was a human. It's just like, okay, let's put this gorilla in the zoo, and they took off all of his clothes. He's like, wait a minute, that's just a naked man now.
Yeah.
And that's when reveal the identity.
So I think the gorilla catcher, or at least in terms of mechanics, the gorilla catcher is the one that, let's say, everyone has like maybe like a turn to get to do an action, and then at the end of like a round, once everyone has had a turn, gorilla catchers get to kind of show who they're catching and who they're, you know, putting in whatever. And then I think there should also be an aspect where people like vote, because there has to be obviously some kind of way to stop the gorilla catcher from eliminating your team or from revealing all of your team.
Yeah.
There would have to be some kind of vote, and then obviously dependent upon what people saw and what people did is where you could start to kind of build out in your mind, or at least see on the board, people who are taking similar actions, that if you're a human, that obviously, you know, this is a very obvious example, but if you're a human that was just caught and you're saying, okay, this probably means that the gorilla catcher is in fact a gorilla, and people are voting against you, like getting the gorilla catcher out or getting changed, then, oh, actually, yeah, that works perfectly, because the gorilla catcher wouldn't get a vote. So there would always be, no matter who was the gorilla catcher, the other team would always get more votes in outing or at least changing mm-hmm. hands of the gorilla catcher.
Well, the beauty about all of this is that with the title, you know, Gorillas in Our Midst, I feel mm-hmm. like, with most of these kind of social deduction games and stuff like that, it's like the team that has the fewer amount of players usually gets to see who, you know, it's like open, you know, how everyone closes their eyes, and it's like werewolves look for other werewolves and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Or, you know, I think for this game particularly, I don't think there should be any of that. There should be no revealing of who's on whose team. You know, everyone's pointing fingers at each other. No one knows. So I think, you know,
people are beating on their chests and, you know, making loud grunting noises, and who knows,
and we can't tell who's the gorilla or not.
Exactly.
I don't know if a voting system, see, well, a lot of times, yeah, they do have voting systems in those social deduction games, but, you know, a gorilla catcher, I feel like a gorilla catcher would just be like a rogue person. Like, in this world that we've created where there's gorillas just walking around doing jobs like humans, like, the gorilla catcher should be like the mayor of this town, and he just like can just like go out and just like grab gorillas as he feels to be done. I feel like if there's any voting, it should be the one to, you know, you can vote in or out who is the gorilla catcher. Like, that's a rotating job. So, you know, once you're the gorilla catcher, maybe you get full reins on who you want to catch and who you want to trap. But if you do a bad job, you can be voted out and be like, you're not a very good gorilla catcher, or like, the people don't really like you here. We got to get you out. And, you know, it's not wise for a gorilla to, you know, if you are a gorilla and you see that this person is a gorilla, who's also catching humans, you probably don't want to show your cards too early and be like, you know, oh no, we should keep this guy in. You know, there's probably some value early on in the game to be like, yeah, let's get this guy out. You know, you don't want to show your cards too soon that you are a gorilla as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's just my thought. I just want to, I feel like the gorilla catcher should have full reins over how to do his job. Again, that's like obviously the top priority. That's like, that's the best job in this town. Mayor and gorilla catcher.
Go hand in hand. The only thing that I am hesitant of, then it's like, then where is the game aspect? How do you win if you are not the gorilla catcher? If, like, how do you go about?
Oh, I have no idea. You know? I mean, that's a good question. How do gorillas? What do gorillas have to gain in this world? What is the gorilla objective trying to blend in with society?
So okay, so I think for Gorillas in Our Midst, the main objective or the main game is that it probably would be you play a number of rounds equal to the number of people at the table. You know, pretty short games, because I can't imagine that a turn would take very long in our game. Turns would be, you know, oh wait, I got it. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the whole thing. So you're a gorilla, you're a teacher. Your turn, you can choose to do two things, or it's mostly like two avenues. You can choose to, you know, go and teach the school children, because that's what teachers do.
Or steal all the bananas.
Yes, you can choose to steal all the bananas. Now, who knows? That might be something that a person would do. They might go and steal all the bananas.
They might just be hungry. They might just be trying to make a yogurt or something.
They might just want all of those bananas. And maybe they have some kind of objective that is related to their, you know, human card that says, like, at the end of the game, you get extra points for every banana that you have.
But is that the currency in this world? Is it, like, bananas the money?
It has to be. Well, either that or just, like, fruit in general. Different
banana
kinds
money.
Of fruits.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you could be a person and run that risk of acting like a gorilla in order to help your endgame score, or, you know, you could try to play the part if you're the gorilla and say, oh well, okay, I gotta do something not suspicious for my turn this round to try and lead them off the trail, but then, like, you know, next round, let's say maybe there's like event cards that we have that pop up, and it's like, you know, at there's a there's a banana tariff come into town, and you got to stock up on bananas. And so then people will, maybe everyone will take banana turns, and so you as the gorilla get to get away with that. So I think the end of the game is that if you can get to the end of the game without being revealed, or however many bananas you've acquired is how many points you get, and the person at the end of the game with the most points wins. And this is okay, and then this is the incentive for the gorilla catcher, is the fact that whenever they catch someone, maybe they get like a certain amount of bananas for catching a gorilla, or their payment in bananas, so they get points at the end of the game for how many, you know, gorillas or however well of a job they did. So they can't just be randomly throwing people in and lead them off the trail, so that even though you are working as a team, you as a gorilla, as a person, whoever you are trying to get the most points, so that when the game ends, whether or not you've been revealed, you have the most points and you win.
It should be so, just adding a little extra onto that, it should be, if you are the gorilla catcher, which is a rotating role and you can be voted in or out, you get points based on how many times you catch someone of the opposite, I guess, you know, human or gorilla. Because if you're a gorilla and you catch humans, you shouldn't be... If you're a gorilla and you catch other gorillas, you shouldn't be rewarded for that. You should be, you know, keep track of being like, you know, Tony caught Steve this round. And then at the end of it, it's like, once it's revealed that, like, Tony is a gorilla and caught Steve, who's a human... Then he gets points.
Then he gets, yes.
Then he gets, then he gets bananas for that.
Yeah, because, oh yeah, I was about to say, you got to keep your amount of bananas that you're getting as the gorilla catcher secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're catching the same team, then you're not getting the payout. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good one. I think this is shaping up pretty well. I think this is a great idea.
You know, I think it's a pretty good idea, yeah. I'll give it that. It's a very unique one. However, I'm still really struggling just this world that's been created and trying to think of how this whole thing's coming together. I mean, okay, if we could just go back, and maybe this will help me sort of figure out what is going on in this world. What kind of society is this? I guess I need to know more about this gorilla human history. Was there like, is this like Planet of the Apes? Like,
oh, no. I am picturing like...
I mean, not like as destructive, but like, you know, Planet of the Apes, where it's like, you know, they couldn't have like two societies beside each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not saying there's like a war or anything like that, but go ahead.
No, it's not dystopian. It is, in fact, quite the opposite. Everyone is having a great time. It is just, you know, picturesque white picket fences and all that stuff.
Okay.
It just so happens that there are gorillas that are living amongst us. And it's not that it's a problem so much as, well, I mean, again, the biggest problem is the fact that they're taking all the bananas.
Yeah. Taking all the banana money.
It's a real shortage. But yeah, I'm imagining, you know, the cover of the box is a man, you know, mowing his lawn, tipping his cap, waving or something like that, and a gorilla in front of his car, but in a suit with a hat on and all that stuff. And, you know... They're just kind of waving to each other, but, you know, this man on the lawnmower is none the wiser.
He has no idea his neighbor's a gorilla. Yeah,
exactly.
He's not even... Okay. All right, so this is like gorillas just happen to integrate into our society and buy houses and live amongst us.
Yeah, 100%. They just want to live in our midst. It's not malicious or anything, but they just want to be there. And I guess the malicious part of it is the fact that the gorillas do want bananas.
There is a shortage of, tasty bananas. There's a shortage of banana cream pie and all that comes with making a banana. Or, you know, using a banana as an ingredient. Okay. I guess I understand this world a little bit better now. In that... I guess the next thing that we should do is, I guess, break down how a turn is played. Like, what exactly are the different sort of options there? But did we need to take a quick break before we do that?
Yeah, let's go to break, you know, stretch our legs, hit the chalkboard, the whiteboard, so be and all that stuff, and we'll come right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for bearing with us here. Sometimes we just need a little bit of time to mull over gorillas and gorilla catchers and all other kinds of things, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, just Yeah, making sure our minds are right, our gorillas are set, and our
bananas are bunched.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a better one.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've gotten into the kind of theme, how the game will play out, some loose mechanics and stuff. So, what does a full round look like? And then I guess, again, like, I kind of had an idea. I wasn't 100% set on it. I'm fine if we kind of workshop what a turn looks like, a one player's turn does, and all the different actions or whatever that they can do whenever it is their turn to take action, so to speak.
Okay. Well, I think the best place to start is just main objective of the game, winners of this, who's got the most bananas, correct? We can agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's got the most bananas? And are we going to have it strictly so that, like, the gorillas are on a team and the humans are on a team? Or is it, like, humans are on a team and every gorilla is just out for themselves, just trying to get as many bananas while also kind of working on the team with other gorillas? Is it strictly... how do we want the teams to go?
I actually kind of like that aspect that the humans... or the human team is all working together, but gorillas are working for themselves. But then that would also kind of, like how you suggested, the gorilla catcher has a secret amount of points that they're scoring throughout the game based off of who they catch and whether or not they are on the same side or they're a gorilla or human, it's same as them.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea that even though there are two factions and that while gorillas are probably working together or they're kind of trying to make note. Oh, that actually would be a really... Wait a minute. That would actually lend for a really fun tactic of if you're a gorilla, you're trying to get other gorillas caught to have the trail lead off of you.
Yeah.
So
planting gorillas, bananas where they shouldn't be. And
yeah.
Ooh.
Gorillas work for themselves, but humans work together.
Guerrilla warfare. Inter-guerrilla warfare.
I was gonna say now we're getting into all of the different puns.
I mean, it had to have been said at some point. I'm surprised we didn't say it until now. So
that's true. So I think along with that, since gorillas score individually and humans score communally, I think there'll have to be some kind of multiplier at the end of the game, or like maybe like almost like in like a Mario Party style, like most bananas earned in a single turn you get extra bananas, or like, you know, you get extra bananas if you were a gorilla and you aren't caught, like, I don't know, just different kind
just
of
extra bonus stuff.
Yeah, bonuses at the end so that your individual score can be higher.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of things like that.
Okay, so this lends to being like a sneaky gorilla, like really like a gorilla who's really actually, you know, they're on the human side for most of the game, then turns out, you know, that person that you trusted all along, just a hairy ape in people's clothing. Okay,
exactly. And so and again, it just like kind of doubles down on the concept that, you know, for most I feel like hidden identity games, it's like one team against others, like in Werewolf and stuff, the werewolves are working together. Gorillas could know who other gorillas are, but it's actually like not advantageous for a gorilla to know that you're a gorilla, because then they're going to try and do everything that they can to get you caught or eliminated or whatever, so that they can continue to be under the guise. Oh, I'm just like picturing it now, you know. Oh, he's calling me a gorilla. That makes him a gorilla. Like,
that's gorilla talk if I've ever heard it.
That's gorilla. Sorry, that was loud, but yeah.
Same with mine. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I clipped the audio there. I was just excited with gorillas accusing other gorillas.
Yeah,
just screaming. That's gorilla matches. Talk. Yeah.
This man is bananas.
Perfect. Okay, all right, this is so far just full of a bunch of puns. Still don't really know how the whole sort of rounds operate, but that's fine. Okay. that's a minor detail.
So here we go
puns
here we go.
First is, mechanics second.
I think this is how, or at least an idea that I have to decide the actions that you have per round.
Okay.
You get a certain amount of six-sided dice. The dice have, let's go with like three different symbols on them. So two of every once, or two of the same symbol six times, whatever, you get it. One of the symbols is a banana. One of the symbols is, I guess, kind of like, as I mentioned earlier, that like kind of like top hat type thing, very classic 1950s-esque hat. And then the other one is maybe like a question mark.
Okay.
So when you roll, if you show a banana, you should have the option to either like cash it in or something like kind of like putting it towards like a stockpile or taking it for yourself. Taking it for yourself is like obviously an automatic point and everyone wants to do that, but who knows? Maybe the gorillas are going to want to do that more. Cashing it in, I'm kind of imagining like something where like at the end of every round you get more say in something. It kind of is like more voting power, or I guess if we're not doing the vote thing, it would have to have two separate actions that you could do with it, so that one is the very obvious, I'm trying to get myself more points. That's
well,
what
you know,
to do.
We can do a vote thing. So I mean, what if there was an option? So, you know, okay, in this town that we have full of gorillas and people, you know, imagine that there's like a town hall or something like that. So maybe after everyone's taken a turn, then everyone gets a chance to vote on something. And in the two ways mm-hmm. that you can send someone to the zoo, aka jail, is either, you know, the gorilla catcher on their turn, they can just nab someone if they want to, or you can vote people in without the gorilla catcher, but that one does require a majority for it. You can, if you want to, just get on the gorilla catcher's good side. If you want someone nabbed, you can just be like, hey, on your turn, I want you to catch this guy. Because I think they're a dirty, rotten, smelly gorilla. And or if you want to try to convince the whole table to do it, then you can vote that way as well.
Okay. That makes sense. And then, for back to my die, the other two symbols, the regular hat one is like, you know, doing a regular action. So like maybe every round, there's just a communal stack of cards, and like in the middle it says like whenever you perform a regular action you get to like, I don't know, take a banana and give a banana to someone else. Mm-hmm. So like that's kind of like you doing your job, you know, getting your salary of bananas obviously, and then I don't know, you're stimulating the economy obviously, so you get to choose to give a banana to someone else. And then the question mark symbol I thought would just be fun, that you could choose either, you could choose to cash it in and use it as either a banana symbol or as a hat symbol, so it's kind of like the wild card. So obviously rolling the most question marks is the most advantageous to you, and maybe in that regard we would change the layering of on the die it is one question mark symbol, two banana symbols, and three hat symbols.
So I'm sorry, wait, repeat for me again, what does the hat symbol do then again? What does,
so I'm imagining that every round there's in our town hall type thing, you know, probably like a card.
Oh, that's
in the
voting
middle
power.
Of the table. Yeah,
that's voting
it's
power.
It's either the voting, it's the voting power, or it's like this would probably take into account every person's occupation. Then, like the teacher, when you do your occupation, you get to, I don't know, take a banana, but then add a banana in for voting power for one other player, so you're educating them, I guess. If you're the mailman, you get to take a banana, but then you have to give two bananas to two different people because you're delivering something to them.
So, okay, every single role or job has like specific powers that they can do on their own then.
Yes, if they want to elicit those powers. So like there's obviously a benefit to doing your job. But again, just like the good old capitalism and salaries and economies and all of that, all those terms all squashed together, just real good old fashioned America. But no, the point is that you do your occupation because not only is it advantageous for you, but you do actually get to choose to give an opponent an advantage. So who knows? Maybe you can game that and be like, you're calling me a gorilla? I just gave you a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I just gave you voting power. How could you call me a gorilla?
How could you turn your gorilla back on me?
How could you? Yeah, that's real gorilla talk.
Back.
Oh, man. That's getting real hairy.
Okay, well I agree with that you know, the occupations should give additional, but or you can do additional things within that. But like what if you can mm-hmm. also do like you know, a teacher can teach something. A human teacher will go about their normal job and, you know, educate the society as, you know, a normal human should. But say that if there's like a gorilla then who's the teacher, are they allowed to like teach society with like the children like gorilla propaganda? Does that hurt human society in some sort of way? Like, I feel like what we should be building up to, or what there should be, is that gorillas will break down human society, and if you let them go too far doing their gorilla things, then there's like a real collapse of, you know, the whole town as, you know, one functioning unit. You let the gorilla stay the teacher for too long, now all the children in there are just screaming and throwing poop at each other because that's all that they've been taught to do. Is there some sort of penalty for human society for not catching a gorilla or letting them stay in a job for too long?
So I think that if we go down this path, which I actually really like more so, it would be reworking it. But in that regard, I think the gorillas are working together, and maybe it isn't. Maybe it isn't that everyone gets points at the end of the game. Maybe bananas are still kind of the currency, or they're used as like the power, the swaying vote. I like the vein of going down and saying that gorillas, their objective is to not just like destabilize society, but they are trying to take over society. They are trying to integrate themselves to the point where they are the alpha species, and they are the ones that make the rules and all that stuff.
They got the most bananas.
They have the bananas.
But then within the gorilla community, it's like, who's got the most bananas then? If society were to be rebuilt in the shadow of a gorilla.
True. Then you become head gorilla.
Top dog within that. And then, like, humans win if, like, that whole thing doesn't work out. Like, gorillas win if society is broken down and we're all now gorillas screaming and yelling at each other. Gorillas win, but then there's obviously winners within the gorilla community. And then humans win if they are able to repel off the gorilla invasion, not, you know, by force, but just by, like, catching them and putting them in a zoo.
So, right. And so I think that with that, every game, and maybe, like, the how games would be different every time, not only with whatever occupation you get, but also with whatever hidden identity you get, but we could even alter the game that, like, at the beginning of the game, there is a main objective in Town Hall. And, like, for humans, at the end of the game, the objective for most of the time will just be revealing every gorilla and having, you know, more bananas than them. But maybe, I don't know, one specific thing for humans is, like, catch every gorilla except one. And so it's kind of, like, more of, like, a figuring out who the gorillas are and then leaving one untouched, and the idea is that you try to reverse integrate them, and that's what the humans are trying to do. But for the most part, the gorillas' objective is going to be destabilizing society, in that, oh, okay, so then maybe there's a third type of counter or chip, that, to go back to you saying that the gorilla being the teacher, if a human teacher does it, they take a banana for doing their job, and then they give, you know, two bananas out to two different people for educating, whatever. And then maybe they take, like, there's like a counter. It's hidden as to what it is to everybody else, but it's got, like, I don't know, either a gorilla face or a human face on the other side of it. And every time that you do your occupation, you kind of build up a certain amount, and based off of how many you have at the end of the game versus however much the other team has at the end of the game, kind of sways as to who wins the main objective.
Ooh,
because
that
not only, again, is like you trying to figure out what other people's hidden identities are, but if I spend the entire game just doing my occupation and getting, you know, lots of occupation tokens or whatever, and I'm a gorilla, and you're also a gorilla, but you're just hoarding bananas, even though I am the one that helped us win the main objective of destabilizing economy, you have, or destabilizing society and bringing in a new wave of gorillaism, you are head gorilla because you spent the game getting the most bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And Oh, and I just love it because, again, this then reinforces the idea of every single time I'm going to be telling the group, like, oh my God, DJ is spending all this time getting all these bananas. He's a dirty gorilla. He's trying to hoard all of the bananas. How dare he? We need to put him in the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to play this in terms of, like, do you cooperate with the humans? Do you do the human job and then try to destabilize, you know, the whole society by implanting your guerrilla tactics? I think this is good. So just to, okay, let's start from the beginning. We're fresh players. We're sitting down at the table. First thing is everyone is dealt a human or gorilla card. After that, mm-hmm. everyone is given an occupation, and there is going to be a gorilla catcher or two, depending on how many people there are.
Yeah, there's always at least one gorilla
catcher. Always at least one gorilla catcher. And so then once the game starts and everyone goes around and chooses to either do their job the right way or the gorilla way, and then at that point, once the whole sort of thing, everyone does, you know, what they're supposed to do, at that point, then everyone does the town hall vote just to see if anyone wants to kick someone out, correct? Or maybe it's not kicking someone out. Maybe not that. Like, they're ejected from the game. They just go to the zoo, and they have a chance to, maybe if someone wants to break them out of the zoo. Maybe that's another objective thing. Like, I'm going to actually spend my turn not teaching kids at the school. I'm going to go break out Tiffany because I think she was wrongly put in the zoo.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it's not revealed what your... Only the gorilla catcher. This is kind of their hidden role thing.
Yeah, only they know who's the gorilla.
When someone is put in the zoo, that is when they reveal their hidden identity to the gorilla catcher. And so if the gorilla catcher is a gorilla and the person put in the zoo was a gorilla, they could lie and be like, oh, guys, we messed up.
Guys, it's a human. We goofed.
Yeah, Tiffany's a human.
Just put Tiffany in there. She's just a normal gal.
Yeah, we got to get her out. And so, again, tricking people by saying this poor hairy human, she must be released.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, trying to trick someone into using their turn into getting Tiffany out of...
And that's when everyone can start talking, being like, I actually don't believe this gorilla catcher. He's got too much power. Let's get rid of this. I'm voting to remove him as the gorilla catcher. Okay, well, I think, you know, I'm already, you know, just thinking about this, I'm already confused on who's a gorilla and who's a human just in my own world. There's a lot going on with this. Yeah, I'm in the game. I am concerned about my banana pile. I gotta keep this safe.
Yeah. So question. What do you do? What do you do when your gorilla catcher is in the zoo?
Oh, when you vote to put... Well, I think then that's, you know, someone else got to be a gorilla catcher. You know, they just immediately lose their title, you know?
Okay, so maybe maybe whoever has the highest influence... And again, I think cashing in bananas, like, you can sway a vote. And you can... I think the most fun part is that you can probably cash in as many bananas as you want. Mm-hmm. If you really want a vote to go in your favor, you can use all of your bananas.
You do that thing at like a poker table where you just throw all your bananas on and you just like push them all and you're like, I'm all in, and it's just like piles of bananas just falling off of a table.
I do like that visual, and perhaps that is just something that someone could choose to do, but I think the to even add more layers to this hiddenness in the game, everyone, their votes are secret. And the amount of bananas you're playing is secret. So even if someone is like, you know, like very like vocally against you and they're like, I'm going to vote this way and I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep Gorilla Jeff out of the zoo because he's my friend and he's not a gorilla, even though his name is Gorilla Jeff.
he was just born that way. Like, he didn't get to choose what his name was. He didn't realize gorillas would be integrating into our society. Lay off of Gorilla Jeff.
Lay off Gorilla Jeff. He's a good person.
Yeah.
And I mean person. But anyway. So lots of blustering, lots of, you know, kind of bluffing from this person. But who knows? Maybe someone votes against them, like a huge stack of bananas, but they overdo it. And so you've just gotten this person, even though they won the vote and have thrown Gorilla Jeff in the zoo.
I don't think it should be secret. I don't think it should be. I think if
the amount of bananas you're using. Yeah,
I think it should be well known to everyone how much you want to throw Gorilla Jeff in or out of. You know, it builds for a better, I guess, dynamic board game, because then, you know, players remember that. Players see, they're like, oh, like this guy's really got it out for Gorilla Jeff, and they, you know, keep track of that mental note. It's all just sort of building the elaborate tapestry of betrayal and mystery behind it, you know. I mean, because it's also kind of like, think about like Munchkin. How fun is it when you got one person just like piling all these kind of things just to like try to destroy you, and then you remember that later and you get back at them, you know?
Right, but what I'm saying is that I think the number that you are wagering is hidden only until you reveal it.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The number of bananas is revealed at a certain point. My only thing is that I wouldn't want it to get to a point where, like, if the vote is, like, tied and one person's like, I'm going to put a banana towards it to sway it my way, and then someone says, well, then I'm going to put a banana towards it, and then it's just back and forth until someone yields. That's not a very engaging part of gameplay to me. I think the more engaging, fun thing to do would
I mean, that's kind of just like a bidding war then. I mean, I think that's still, you know, it wouldn't last super long. I think there should definitely be a timer on it. And obviously, like, you know, you can kind of suss out, you know, the person with the most bananas will win that war. But then it's all about, like, do I get... what's his name to, do I try to bid him up until he stops, or do I keep just trying to bid him up just so that he loses more bananas, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, I'm coming around to that. I like that. I mean, hey, more economics, more mental games, that's more the merrier in Gorillas in Our Midst. Mm-hmm.
This is, Gorillas is a real thinker. It's the next level werewolf.
All right, and ready for the coup de grace. Who goes first?
Yeah,
whoever most recently had a banana.
Hey, plain and simple. Or, you know what, actually the best one, okay, so whoever most recently had a banana, or if you could find some sort of photographic way that you can bring to the table of how many bananas you have just sitting in your household and be like, this is my banana hoard right now, this is what I'm sitting on.
But
it needs to be you holding a bunch of bananas with that day's paper, so you can prove.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, it's you standing with today's paper beside all of the bananas that you have, and you bring that to the table and be like, this is my banana pile. I already have this many bananas, so I think I should go first.
If you print out, you know, an encyclopedia, a let's call it a Donkey Kong's worth of bananas. If you print out all those bananas and they believe you that you have those, I mean, that's just kind of, you're a shoo-in to be, you know.
Oh yeah, you already got the mind games going then. Yeah, the best Photoshop skills will always go first if it's you sitting on a pile of bananas.
if you can trick them, your opponents, into thinking that you own all these bananas in real life, then I mean, again, that's just, you know, 1 point you even before the game starts. Yeah, basically
you're bringing your A game to the table before the game even starts, so hey, good on you.
No, but the most legit way is definitely you holding or your photograph with all of the bananas that you own or have acquired in your house. You can't just go to a grocery store and take a picture in front
absolutely.
Of a bunch of
that
bananas.
Doesn't count. I mean, those are the grocery store's bananas.
Yeah. Now, if they were in, like, you know, your grocery bags as you were outside of it, if maybe you got a picture of you purchasing the bananas,
bring a receipt.
Yeah,
bring a receipt to this table.
With bananas, yeah, I feel like that almost supersedes any amount of seeing the bananas, because that's physical proof of, hey, I paid $5.99 for bananas, which is probably, like, I don't know, like six.
Not a whole lot, but yeah, I mean, a normal amount of bananas. Not normal for a gorilla, you know, because they need more. But
no, not a gorilla's worth, but still.
No, that's a good amount, though. I think that's the best. That's the best thing, and you know, we already came up with the title, "Gorillas in Our Midst." Came with that prepared, so I think this is a great game, and I would love to play this. I can't wait to play it, is what I mean to say, because this is gonna get made by Patch Potch.
Yeah, it's gonna get made. We're gonna see it on the shelves. Christmas.
Move over Hasbro.
Move over Hasbro. More like
Has-been-bro.
Has-been's bro. Boy, I really hope they don't come after us.
No, we're fine.
Thank you for listening. This is Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patch Potch LLC. You can reach us and our R&D program at PatchPotchRND on Twitter. And for any professional inquiries, we are PatchPotchLLC@gmail.com. And, you know, just to spell that out, it's PATCHPOTCH. Kind of stumbled there a little bit, but you get the picture. But yeah, come and join our R&D team. No pay, no benefits, all glory. You can submit your ideas for any types of board games or titles or whatever it may be, and we'll try to
do anything.
To workshop those together.
We'll just go with anything that you put there.
We'll get real messy in there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get our hands in there, grind it up. Well, no, not grind it up. That's not
could
right.
get ground up. But, you know, if it needs to be ground, we will grind it.
If it needs to be ground, we will grind it. Mm-hmm. We're not afraid.
We're not. I'm not.
Bring it on. You got anything else, DJ?
Nope, that's kind of it. Last final remarks before we sign off, everyone. I hope everyone has a great rest of your day. And just remember that the game is not over until the table's flipped over.
Oh, get 'em.